for 9 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And 30 years of Rosie on the House.
All right, y'all, come on in. Rounding up on our last hour of broadcast here at Rosie on the House. We've covered a lot of ground today. We've got a lot of ground to cover yet. I want to talk to y'all about what level of organization currently permeates your life. Okay, some of you are laughing. Some of you are laughing hysterically at each other, all right? But we brought in a special guest, Miss Sandy Cowan. Sandy, thanks a million for coming in.
My pleasure.
I am just so thankful your name and your organization has crossed our radar screen. I just can't tell you how much I value this service. The name of the company is...
My Life in Order.
What could be more inviting than that? My Life in Order. Let's talk a little bit about what you do. Jennifer and I are dealing with this now with our parents. You know, and we're at that state now. I can't go in my mom's house where she isn't walking around with a magic marker and masking tape saying, "You want your name on this? You want your name on this?" I said, "Mom, I don't want my name on anything. We're not talking about this." She's perfectly healthy. You're perfectly fine. I'm not taping my name to nothing. But it's a hard topic to talk about.
Well, it is. And you know, Rosie, I don't think it's always because the person is afraid of going away. I think it's because it's so overwhelming, they don't know where to begin.
Well, that could be. That could be. How did you get into this career?
Well, it was actually by accident, but that's the way the best things happen, I think.
Yeah, sure.
And a couple years ago, I was quite ill and actually didn't think I was going to make it. And so I started getting things together. I don't have a large family. I have one son, and he's smart and he's wonderful, but he's totally ignorant about anything I have in my home. And I've told him a million times about this valuable or this antique or family memento, and I watch it ricochet right off his head. I mean, it isn't going in there at all. So I was afraid. I don't have a big estate anymore. And I was afraid that when I passed on, that the little bit I had would not be maximized, that he wouldn't get full value for things I'd collected. And I knew in one instance, I have a 18th century bureau that's probably worth $15,000, and I knew I could see it sitting out on a carport sale.
Yeah, he had carport sale for $150.
That's exactly right. That's exactly
ouch,
right.
Ouch.
So I thought, by golly, I'm going to go through my house room by room and list only the things that are either very valuable or very sentimental. And my son's got a soft heart, so he'd want to know about those before he trashed them, you know. And I went through room by room, and there weren't that many things, you know, but I typed them all up and put them together. And then I did it with my jewelry, because even though my granddaughter gets all my stuff, she doesn't know the one bracelet that her papa gave me when her daddy was born. Or she doesn't know the little locket my mom found when she was 8 years old that meant so much to her. So I identified those things on a few sheets of paper.
Okay.
And before you knew it, I had built this little binder full of all kinds of information and goodies that all my son had to do was pick up, and he would know everything from where the mailbox key is to what the passwords are for my phone and my computer, to where the will and trust documents are kept, to who you call about the insurance, blah, 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 blah. So that's how it happened.
Well, and then when you realize the size of task this is, I have to believe a lot of people just keep kicking it down the road. They just keep kicking that can down the road.
Yeah. And they think sometimes about the obvious things, but they forget about some of the very critical little things, like that safe deposit key. And I will tell you, you know, the bill for that only comes once a year to your house. And if the bill had just come, and let's say 2 months later you get hit by a truck, and the family's in trying to figure, they don't know whether you've got a safe deposit box or not, and in that box are a whole bunch of gold coins. All right, now they sell the house, the forwarding thing stops after 6 months, and when the bill for the safe deposit key finally comes, it gets returned, and nobody ever knows it's there.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you, little bitty things are really important.
Well, we recently were made aware of a remodeling project at, just outside of Boston.
Mm-hmm.
New owners to a home. They did a significant remodel. In the process of the remodel, they uncovered a strong box.
Oh, my gosh.
That was hidden.
Oh, my gosh.
They opened the strong box, and it had about $80,000 in cash.
I don't doubt that a bit. And,
that was 9 months ago. They still mm-hmm. don't know who's that money. They're trying to find who belongs to that money.
Oh, is that scary?
This sounds familiar. I mean, wait, this sounds familiar. I think my uncle.
But I know people that mm-hmm. that hide things in their home. When we start remodeling, they always say, "Now I need a couple days. You know, there's some things in there I need to get out. You know, and
sometimes
where do you keep record of that?
And sometimes they forget where they hid them.
Yes.
I mean, I have an aunt back east, and when we did her, it was actually a carport sale to get rid of her things. She, I'm hauling the ironing board out. By golly, taped on the back of the ironing board was $40. You know, I mean, she had little pockets of money everywhere.
You do have to try and keep track of it, that's
yeah,
for
do.
Sure.
Yeah,
well,
do.
So you got into this just out of need you saw in your own life.
Yes, and then friends began to – I was kind of showing a couple friends what I had done, and I put everything into one binder. So you go to one place and you find everything. And my friend said, "Oh, my golly, will you help me do one for me?" And then another friend said, "Will you do one for me?" And so, you know, it just sort of grew. It's pretty much a word-of-mouth thing.
I imagine. Mm-hmm. And you have brought one of your binders in. It's 15 chapters.
Yeah. Yeah, they're little tabs. You can even do, you know, like in my case, I'm an only child. And when I die, all the family memories from my side of the family go away. And the best stories are the family stories about the crazy aunt and
sure.
some of her antics and some of the other things that happened. And they disappear. So I capture for people little anecdotes about family members or about themselves. You know, when the grandkids get to be about 40, 50, sometimes they're curious about what Grammy was really like.
Yeah, chapter 12, family memories.
There you go.
Chapter 15, personal video and CD memories.
Oh, yeah.
You compile all of this for families.
I do. I'll do whatever they want. Some people want just one or two things. Some want all of it. And some, I just show them how to do it themselves.
Yeah,
know?
Everybody does have that one uncle. We've got Peg Leg Perry, who lost his leg in the Civil War and then shot a man in his front yard for cussing in front of his wife. And he was one of the very first prisoners in Angola prison right after it was built. That's my great-great uncle, Peg Leg Perry.
Well, you can't see, you can't forget
all got
those.
Y'all got a peg leg in the family tree somewhere, right?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
All right. So other than the memories, which I would think, I mean, this isn't something someone calls you and you meet with them for 2 or 3 hours and it's done. This is a massive project.
Well, it can be teeny or it can be massive, you
okay.
know. One client, he didn't even want a pretty leather binder. He said, "Just get me a cheap Staples three-ring thing and let's go." And so I did his little thing and it just took 3 hours total. Other people...
But he got it done.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, Rosie, part of his thing he didn't even have a will together. And the reason he hadn't gone to get a will was that he couldn't get his thoughts organized. He didn't know who he wanted to be, the executor. Yeah. He didn't know what he wanted to do. He needed to talk it through. And candidly, I'm a lot cheaper than a $350 an hour attorney. So he was just talking through with me, and I was making notes for him. And then he took his notes, and he went to his attorney, and he had everything handled.
He needed that preliminary sounding board.
Yes, he did.
Just
yes,
talk their
did.
Way through it.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 1, revocation of trust agreement. Chapter 2, last will and testament. Chapter 3, further details of executing the will. Chapter 4, healthcare power of attorney and living will. Chapter 5, financial durable power of attorney. All critical things.
Very.
That people have to be able to put their hands on.
Very.
When the inevitable unfolds.
Okay.
Now, how when you do this for a client, and I want to talk about the process of building. When you do this for a client, you give them one nice leather bound, but don't you need to distribute multiple copies? I mean, do the key kids, do the executors get them? Do you put one at the safe deposit box?
No.
Okay.
I like, we can do electronic versions, but
okay.
Most old people over 60 that I know, they don't want all their information electronically anywhere.
Yeah.
And they kind of like the idea of a hard copy. And so most of my clients, they let the kids know where it is. They let them know what they've done. The next time they visit at the house, they show them the book. And that's kind of where they leave it. I mean, I have electronic copies of things. So if there was ever a fire or something horrible, I mean, people could, you know, recoup the information.
Right.
But Rosie, I've even got in there for women which photo to use for the obituary. I mean, you don't know how important that is for a female.
You don't even think about that.
They don't want some ugly picture of them in the paper or wherever you post the obit.
We are here with Sandy Cowan of MyLifeInOrder.me. We're going to come back and finish talking to her about just the job of getting your life organized and documented and codified when we're back in just a minute.